On today's show, truck owners are accusing FCA of cheating on diesel emissions. We'll take a look at some of the highlights from the LA Auto Show and why I think Buick is making a big mistake with its new sedans. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, another automaker is being accused of cheating on diesel emissions, and this time it involves FCA. A lawsuit was filed against the company on behalf of 500,000 truck owners claiming FCA and Cummins, which supplies diesels for some of FCA's trucks, rigged the engines to hide emissions that were up to 14 times higher than allowed. The claim involves Ram 2500 and 3500 pickups from model years 2007 to 2012. The suit claims pollutants that are supposed to break down inside the diesels had a tendency to escape, which increased emissions and reduced the truck's fuel economy. Both FCA and Cummins deny the allegations and say they will fight the suit in court. Anyone who's ever been in an electric vehicle knows just how quiet they are, especially at low speeds. That's why several years ago it was proposed EVs must make some sort of sound at low speeds so pedestrians and the blind can hear them in parking lots or at crosswalks. And yesterday, NHTSA finally finalized those rules. By September of 2019, all hybrid and electric cars must emit some sort of noise when traveling in forward or reverse at speeds up to 19 miles per hour. The rules only apply to electrified vehicles with four wheels and weigh 10,000 pounds or less. Once all EVs are equipped with the system, NHTSA estimates that 2,400 pedestrian injuries will be avoided every year. And speaking of electric vehicles, Jaguar just revealed a sleek-looking all-electric concept called the I-Pace at the LA Auto Show. The crossover features two electric motors, along with a 90 kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery pack that was developed by the company. It has a range of 500 kilometers, or about 310 miles, based on the European driving cycle. But it lives up to Jaguar's sporty heritage. It can move from 0 to 60 in just 4 seconds. Jaguar says the I-Pace is a preview of a production model that will debut in 2018. Still to come, a look at some more vehicles being unwrapped at the LA Auto Show.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
And now let's take a look at some more reveals from LA. Chevy took the wraps off a more active version of the Spark called the Spark Active. Its suspension is about half an inch higher than the regular model, and it features unique front and rear fascias. It's also equipped with black rocker moldings and roof rails. The Spark Active hits dealers in the first quarter of next year with a starting price of $17,000 with a manual. With the CVT, its price jumps about a grand. Volkswagen unveiled a concept version of the Passat called the Passat GT. It was created in the U.S. with feedback from its customers and dealers. Compared to a standard Passat, the concept features more than 20 design changes to the exterior and interior, including a grille inspired by the Golf GTI, black window surrounds, a black roof and trunk spoiler, LED headlights, and smoke taillights. It's powered by a 280 horsepower, 3.6 liter V6 that's mated to a 6-speed dual clutch transmission. And while VW says the GT is a, quote, potential addition to the Passat lineup, this concept sure looks production ready to us. And finally, Ford debuted the new EcoSport that will be hitting North American shores. Key features include the choice of either a 1-liter 3-cylinder EcoBoost engine or a 2-liter 4-cylinder unit. The 2-liter comes standard with 4-wheel drive, and both engines are mated to a 6-speed automatic transmission. The interior features an 8-inch touchscreen with available Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, 7 ambient lighting options, and the option for a 675-watt sound system. There are 4 trim levels available, S, SE, SES, and Titanium. SES models feature 4-wheel drive, sport-tuned suspension and steering, and unique styling cues inside and out. If you're interested in the new EcoSport, unfortunately, you'll have to wait a little while. They won't start hitting dealer showrooms until early in 2018. Coming up next, Buick tries taking a page out of Cadillac's book, but I think it's the wrong move.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Buick is on a real tear this year. It has already sold more than a million vehicles globally, and it's rolling out a number of updated and all-new products. But I fear the brand may be taking its sedans in the wrong direction. All right, I just got done driving the new Buick LaCrosse, and I'd like to share with you my thoughts about the car. But before I do that, I want to share with you my thoughts on the Buick brand as a whole. Because I want to do that because it's just going to give you a much better understanding of where I'm coming from when I tell you about how I feel about this car. Now, to me, the Buick brand slots right in the premium segment. That means it should have well-engineered vehicles that aren't going to rattle apart over time. They should look good, they should have loads of technology, nice materials, and a nice smooth ride. And you know what? This new LaCrosse nails almost all of those. To me, the exterior styling is fantastic. The interior, it's quiet. It's good looking too. Nice materials and loads of technology. But the one area that this car really lacks is ride quality. I think it's absolutely awful. I have a premium model here. It comes with magnetic ride control shocks. And they're just set way too stiff for this car. You combine that with 20-inch wheels with low-profile tires, and it's even worse. To me, it seems like Buick is trying to copy Cadillac a little bit and make sporty sedans, and I think that's a bad idea. Just give me a nice, smooth ride. Now, I will say the lower trim levels come with a McPherson shock setup. I'd love to know how that drives. You even get the option of 18 or 20-inch wheels. And to me, if I was looking at getting one of these LaCrosses, and I totally would. Otherwise, it's a fantastic car. I would want to stack those two back to back just to see how they compare to one another. But if you'd like to know more about the new LaCrosse, I urge you to check out a recent Autoline After Hours we shot earlier this year. The guys go into great detail about the car, all the options, all the bells and whistles you can get on the car. One thing I'm not sure that they go into, though, is the price on this car. The new LaCrosse starts out at about $33,000, and my premium model here is about $46,000. For Autoline, I'm Sean McElroy. Anyway, that's how I see it. But as always, we'd love to know what you think. Just leave your thoughts in the comments section below. And with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and we'll be right back here again tomorrow.